Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
People are walking away from Jesus, they're walking away from faith, and they're walking away from the church in record numbers these days. And I think that's not a good thing, and I bet you don't either. And if you care about that, then this message is for you. And I'm going to explore what we can do to help people say yes to Jesus and not walk away from the faith. Well, just about every one of us knows someone, or maybe has been someone, who has walked away from Jesus, walked away from the faith, or walked away from the church or organized religion. And the reality is some people make their way back, but some people never make their way back. Once they leave, they never return. And that's something that isn't good in many ways. Now, this is something that is a challenge for all kinds of religions, but of course I know what's happening with Christianity in this reality. People are walking away from the faith, and that isn't something we want. Now, I gotta say that if you have walked away from the faith, I bet you had good reasons to do so. And like I've heard other preachers say, I'd like to sit down with you and hear your story, and I bet I'd agree with you for the reasons that you walked away, and I couldn't contradict you, and I wouldn't try to. But the reality is that walking away from faith for good reasons is one thing, but there's also reasons that people walk away from faith for preventable reasons, and we need to think about doing something about that. So if you've walked away from faith for good reasons, then we want to support you as you might explore what it means to come back to faith. But if you walked away for preventable reasons, we want to come to you so that we can know more about what's going on because of that. Now, if you are a follower of Jesus, then you're interested in making sure that people say yes to Jesus, yes to the faith community, and yes to the church in a journey of faith. And if you are a follower of Jesus who's part of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church, then I know you care about this. And not only do I know you care about this, but I know you have promised to make a difference in the lives of kids and all people who are on a faith journey and need to say yes to Jesus. Now, there's some particular kids that I'm thinking about, and those are the kids that our church has baptized. We've baptized recently Eloise and Eliza and Grace and Leo and soon to be Parker. Now, when you think about these children, we have promised to help them say yes to Jesus in the future, yes to a faith community, and yes to hopefully being part of a local church, and if they're here, a part of our church. But we know that it's not for certain that they're going to say yes. We know that these and other kids and many, many people, including the next generation, that they have good reasons in the future that they might say no. So we want to do everything we can to make sure that they can say yes to Jesus, yes to a faith journey, yes to a faith community, and yes to the church. But to do so, we have to make sure that we are paying attention to what we're inviting them into. We can't be inviting them into simply a journey of organized religion. The organized religion experience isn't the one that's going to transform their lives and isn't the one that transforms your life. Actually, it's being invited into a relationship with Jesus, a relationship with a faith community that is trying to change the world that matters the most. And when we invite them into that, then we invite them into something that is going to change their life. Now, the challenge is that as people, we have a tendency to layer on things on top of the good part of religion and make it the organized part. We tend to layer on human expectations, like things like how are people going to talk, how are they going to look, what they're going to eat, what they're not going to eat, what they're going to drink, what they're not going to drink, all these kinds of things. And that is the layer upon layer that adds up both in understandable ways and really unhelpful ways. And ultimately, some of those things can be sort of innocuous, but then sometimes those lead up to really damaging things. The really damaging things that get the church and church leaders into the news cycle. The kind of scandals that are just horrific. And we could have a whole nother message about what it means to respond to those kinds of issues as well. But that's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is being honest about the things that we have to wrestle with. and looking at the fact that there are things that we can do something about and there's things that we can't do something about. And so many times there are preventable reasons that people leave the church, and we want to do what we can to get rid of those preventable ones, because there's so many things we can't do about, but there are some things we can do things about. Now, looking at what it means to unpack and make sure that we rip back the layers so that we get back to what really what Jesus wanted, which is to love God and love others as Jesus loved us, we have to make sure that we're examining what we consider to be the faith, what we consider to be Christianity, and so that we can deconstruct or put doubt or find our way forward. Now, maybe you've heard of people talking about deconstruction. It's kind of a fancy term and kind of a popular term in some circles right now. And the reality is, it's that deconstruction may feel like it's a new fad in the faith, but actually, it's a core of what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Having doubt is a part of faith. Having deconstruction can lead to reconstruction of faith. And when we have a better understanding of this, we not only can help ourselves, but we can also help the next generation so deeply, because they have all kinds of questions. They have all kinds of questions that we need to help them wrestle with, not be scared of, so that we can engage them. Now, to say that this is a part of the Christian journey might be confusing to you, or like a question mark you might have in your head. But really, this process of examining and deconstructing and making sure we're staying at the core of the Christian faith has been something that followers of Jesus have been doing from the very beginning. Now, for today, I'm going to skip the backstory on that very beginning part of things, but the reality of what I'm talking about is in those very first days where there were Jesus followers, they had to re-examine for themselves what it meant to actually love God and to love others in light of Jesus being the Messiah that they were waiting for at that time. And what they realized is that they had so many layers of faith and so many human expectations that had been piled onto people that they were getting distracted from what was really most important. They were trying to make their way through to try to do the things that they had on their agenda of the organized part of organized religion. And in fact, at that time, specifically, the Jewish people had 613 laws of things that you were supposed to do or not do that they had layered into the faith. Now, many of those things were good and understandable, but many of them had become cumbersome, and many of them had passed their date of being helpful. And so what the early church had to do is they had to examine all of that together, and then they had to figure out what was really most important. And they came up with just four of the 613 that they expected this next generation of followers of Jesus at that time to embrace. Four out of 613. Now, we have to be quick to add here that there's nothing wrong with many of those laws in the context of being Jewish, and there's nothing wrong with following those if it works in the faith journey. But it's also true that there are parts of that that didn't matter anymore. And expecting people to follow them was going to put a burden on them and a burden on their faith. And so those early followers of Jesus decided, we're going to let go of some of the constructed parts of our faith and go with what matters most. And a little bit about what they decided matters most is amongst those four or five things that they distilled down to being most important, you know what they related to? They related to making sure that people would worship God, that they would actually love God, that they would love Yahweh, the God of Jesus, the God who sent Jesus, and not to worship other gods of that day. Because we remember, there are so many gods in the world at that time that people thought were true. They called them different names, and they come into Greek mythology and Roman mythology and other parts of the Middle Eastern theologies, all those things, right? We know some of those. But the reality is that they focused on making sure people would worship the real true God. And that does sound like what's most important. Now, it's really helpful and sometimes interesting to know exactly what they came to understand. But also, we need to look at just as much of what they came up with as how they came up with it. They went through a process that we would describe as deconstruction. They went through a process of wonderment and doubt and going through this journey together to figure out what they would carry forward. And that's exactly what we need to do as well at this time. Not just for the sake of the next generation, but for the sake of all of us. Because if we continue to carry forward the things that don't really help us in life, then we have burdens that we don't need. And what that means for us, as we've been talking about a little bit, is that we are going to not change the things that need to change, and that holds us back. But when we change the things that need to change, it helps us to embrace the future, and it helps us to embrace the next generation. And that's something that all of us should be excited about, because it's what God wants for each one of us, is to make sure that we are embracing a faith that is going to help people love God and love others, just like Jesus did. Now, I realize that this may land in different places for different groups of people. So I just want to say a quick word to anybody who maybe walked away from the faith or is thinking walking away from the faith. If you're going to walk away from the faith, or you walked away from the faith because of the human side of all of the organized religion part, I hope that you will consider giving Jesus another chance. I hope that you'll consider giving God another chance. You may think you've walked away from God, but God would welcome you back and is ready to welcome you back. There's nothing that you can doubt. There's nothing that you can deconstruct. There's nothing that you can question that is going to keep God from loving you. And that's something that we want you to know is always true and always there for you. Because God wants you to have a faith that is impactful. Now, if you're also a part of what might be considered a next generation, a younger generation, we want you to know that there is no question that you can ask that is going to be off limits in our faith journey with you. We want to know that we're not afraid of your doubts. We want you to know that we're not afraid of your questions. We're not afraid of your deconstruction. And in fact, we want to walk alongside you each step of the way as you figure out what does it mean for faith to make a difference for you as a young person growing in the world today. And I got to tell you, if we're doing our part, you're going to feel safe and you're going to feel encouraged to explore these things. But if we're not doing that, then we need to hear from you that I don't feel that way, so that we can do better at helping you have a chance to explore all this. Because we want you to say yes to faith and yes to Jesus. And I realize there's also a group of people that might be listening to this message who have a solid faith, who have maybe gone through some of those journeys of doubt or deconstruction and come out on the other side for the better. And if that's you, then that's something to celebrate. But also, if that's you, then I want to encourage you to consider continuing to embrace change and the ways that change is needed in the faith journey. To embrace change, how change is needed in the church journey, so that we can help the next generation and people who are coming back to faith embrace real faith. Embrace the challenge that Jesus had for us, which was to love God and love others. Not to follow a bunch of rules, but to change the world. The reality is that when God gave the law, that gave a minimum expectation. But Jesus ratcheted that up with his command to love God and love others as he loved us, what sets the maximum of what God wants from us. And that's where we need to live. And that's where we need to have people encouraged in the faith. Because what we want is everybody to be able to say yes to Jesus, yes to faith, and yes to the church, because the church is the body of Christ in the world today. What we want is someday, when Leo has the opportunity to say yes, that he will, that Eloise will, that Grace will, that Eliza will, and Parker will. And everybody who is a part of the faith journey someday will say yes for themselves. But to do so, we need to make sure we're inviting them and living into a relationship with God. A relationship with God that is one rooted not in rules and do's and don'ts, but one that's rooted in love. And when we do that, we say yes to the future and yes to the next generation. So let's say yes to all those things together, so that more and more people stay on the faith journey. And more people bring God's love into the world, because that's what God wants, and that's what's going to help the world become the place God wants it to be.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.